The Valley's Best Rock, 105.1 The Blaze, Breaking Benjamin with Angels Fall. I like movies. You like movies? Let's talk about movies.
The movie industry is made up of two separate but equally important groups. The theaters who display the movies and the critics who overvalue their opinions. These are our reviews. The Morning Blaze is bringing justice to the movies.
Welcome back, Justice, from Maya Cinemas. Last night, he was checking out the new comedy Stuber, which looks funny. Before we get into the review of how good the movie was or how not good the movie was, Mario was our winner this week. Mario did not show this week, and I am not happy with Mario. You did talk to his father, though, I hear.
Yeah, it was weird.
We do this every week, and every week I run through this problem. If you can't go on Thursday, don't call to win.
And we tell them what time they need to be there.
Look, I'm telling you right now, next week we have a big movie that we're doing. It's the remake of The Lion King that we're doing next week. If you call to win the premiere passes for The Lion King and you don't show, I will find you and I will harm you physically.
And I will record it with the camera.
And we'll go viral, and then I can make money off of YouTube, finally. Woo! I'll make something of that. All right, this week, Stuber is the movie that you saw. This stars Dave Bautista of WWE fame. How long do you have to be an actor before you're no longer referred to as a WWE wrestler?
I don't think it works like that.
Remember when The Rock tried to ditch The Rock and just go with Dwayne Johnson, and everyone was like, no, you're The Rock.
Yeah, and then he's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It's like, dude, it's forever, man.
Once
it's
The Rock,
forever.
Always The Rock. So this is Dave Bautista and the other guy who no one can place, the smart comedian from the funny HBO show. What's his name again?
Kumail Nanjiani.
I was going to butcher it, so I'm glad I went with you on that.
You're welcome.
All right, so tell people again real quick a brief synopsis of what the movie's about, and then we'll get into whether or not it was good or not.
So, yeah, basically it's a cop who essentially kidnaps this Uber driver to drive him around all over LA and kind of Orange County to try to find a massive drug dealer whom with he's had run-ins in the past.
Okay. Now, I was wondering this when I watched the trailers here. Why can't he drive? Is he like a cop that has a badge but not a license? Or I don't understand why he's in an Uber.
He didn't lose his license. He's an older cop who's basically just losing his eyesight.
He's not that old. How old is Dave Bautista?
He's like 50.
You don't lose your eyesight at 50.
I don't know, man. Anyway, he's losing
going
his eyesight.
Going in for cataract surgery at 51?
He gets LASIK eye surgery.
He did go in for cataract
and then finds out some credible information to try to stop this guy and needs to get around town somehow.
So what type of comedy is this? Because you have one guy who's kind of your witty, you know, smart, heady writer, comedian.
Yeah.
And then you have Bautista, who's, I would imagine, slapstick comedy. Most people know him from, other than WWE, from acting fame, from as being Drax and Guardians of the Galaxy, which is kind of a slapsticky character. So how does this mesh?
It's a mix of both, because that's Kumail's kind of comedy type, and like the characters he always gets cast in, he's the smart, witty one who just says like stupid little off comments to himself, but everyone's going to laugh at it. And Bautista does a lot of physical comedy in this, because like basically throughout the whole movie, he takes off his LASIK eye surgery glasses way earlier than he's supposed to, so he can't see like the whole movie and is walking into stuff and talking to things that aren't there because he thinks it's a person, but it's not a person. It's a lot of like kind of bits like that, and then the two of them actually play off each other really well.
Okay, well, it sounds like it's pretty good. It sounds like you enjoyed it then. Was it good?
Oh, no, dude, yeah.
Was it the funniest movie you've seen so far this year? Because that's the way it's being billed.
In terms of movies that were supposed to be comedies, yes.
The hell does that mean? So like five feet apart?
Spider-Man wasn't supposed to be a comedy, and Spider-Man was freaking funny. And also it's 5 feet apart, not 6 feet apart. Get it right.
Whatever, they die, I don't care. All right, so so this movie is well worth it. If you're going to check out a movie this weekend and you want to see something funny, go check out Stuber at Maya Cinemas, where you can reserve your seats now. That's still kind of a new thing for them. So if you want to check out a movie at Maya Cinemas, go reserve your seats, check out Stuber. Now, next week, as I already mentioned, Lion King is the movie we're going to do. This is the latest of Disney's live-action remakes, because this is 100% CGI. So it's just a better-looking cartoon.
But the lions look real.
Is what you're going to go see this week. I hear they have some things going on for this movie next week.
Yeah. Maya Cinemas is actually doing a fan event, of which you can go buy your tickets right now for $15. I think you get like the special popcorn tins, the collectible soda cups. They didn't give me too much detail exactly of like if there's going to be lions there.
Like actual lions?
I don't know if they're actual lions or not. I don't know if Hero Alliance
dresses
up like lions.
It's just some chow chow dogs they've shaved to look
just
like
a bunch
lions.
Chow chows shaved into a lion. So they're going to be lions at the theater.
Okay.
No, they're not really going to be lions at the theater. But yeah, and of course, reserve seating. well, when you're with us, you get smack dab in the middle. Everyone else just kind of gets whatever.
Sounds good. So we'll do we'll do our premiere giveaway on Tuesday. It's going to be fun for you next week because I'm going out for knee surgery on Thursday. So when you come back to do the review of the movie next Friday, it will be with E. Good news. I think he's familiar with The Lion King. I was a little worried about how that would go because he doesn't really go to the movies very often. But I feel like The Lion King is
I'm sure he's seen The Lion King.
Some source material he might be familiar with. Good job, Justice. Well done, as always.
Thank you, sir.